godliness. There's nothing easy about it. There's no such thing as godliness made easy. Prophets, kings, apostles, and brethren were not generally given the option to find the avenues to incorporate into their lifetime spiritual study and time of reflection more easily. They were, however, told to redeem the time because the days are evil, Ephesians 5:16. What was it the Apostle Paul said? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who worketh in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure, Philippians 2:12-13. It is easy to understand how these admonitions should be incorporated into the life of the godly. Godliness maintains a proper attitude towards that which deserves reverence. The Hebrew prophet put it this way, since we received a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire, Hebrews 12:28-29. Maintaining a proper attitude toward the divine is essential. Solomon wrote, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction, Proverbs 1:7. The more knowledge a man obtains of the Lord, the more a man will be fearful of wronging the Lord. Have you ever viewed your transgressions and sins in a view of being ashamed that you wronged God? Considering such, the psalmist said, against thee only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Psalm 51:4. Generally, individuals are ashamed of their sins and transgressions because of the resulting consequences. However, if mankind would view transgressions as a fear of wronging God, it would go a long way in avoiding sin. The Apostle Paul said, godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation, a repentance which bringeth no regret. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. Remember the words of the Lord, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Mark 12:30. If mankind will remember that, he will be afraid of bringing reproach upon his master.